Hello, and welcome to Hoegel, Lesson 13. Today, let's talk about what kind of things surprise and cause trouble for foreigners visiting Japan.
今日は日本に来て困ったこと、驚いたことについて話していきましょう。
All right, let's get started. Here we go. Okay, hello everyone and welcome. Recently, I received a list of the top 15 things that surprise and cause trouble for foreigners. So today, I'd like to talk about the top 15 things that surprise and trouble foreigners.
皆さん、予想できますか？外国人が日本に来て何を困る？何を驚くか？わかりますか？少しそれについて話していきましょうと思ってます今日。
Number 15 is fruit. Many foreigners come to Japan and are surprised about the quality of fruit and the prices.
値段が高くて品質も最高ですね。世界中流れてるかもしれません。
Yubari lemon. The prices that Yubari lemon are auctioned for surprise very many foreigners. But the beauty of the packaging of the strawberries and peaches...leave a quality lasting impression on all foreigners visiting Japan. From the apples of Aomori to the strawberries of Tochigi, all the fruit in Japan are raised with lots of love, care, and attention to the beauty and presentation. So that's something that really surprises foreigners. Next, let's go to number 14.
Jido Hanbaiki.自動販売機 Vending machines.
Not just the number of vending machines in Japan. You can see vending machines almost everywhere. On all corners, in front of all stores. But there are very different vending machines that sell different things. Not only soda and drinks. In Hakone, there are vending machines that sell ramen. I once saw vending machines selling oden in Akihabara.
But Akihabara has many different vending machines that sell many different interesting things.
Next, number 13. The 100 yen store.
海外で they have dollar stores, but nothing comparable to the 100 yen stores here in Japan.
There are so many good things to be found.And recently, many foreigners visit the 100 yen store to pick up souvenirs and other things to take home. In America, we have something comparable called the dollar store.
値段的同じぐらいですけど、ちょっとイメージちょっと違いますね。
The prices are the same, but when we think of the dollar store, we think about cheap things thataren't very useful in daily life. Very different from shopping here in Japan at Daiso and other stores.
今までは日本に来て驚いたことですけど、次は困ったことです。
Number 12. Foreigners don't know how to eat the food.
外国人観光客をなんか頼んで食べ方はわかりません。例えば、すき焼き。
簡単説明仕方は、Don't cook the dish for too long, because it will get too salty. And please use the beaten raw egg like a sauce for dipping the cooking food into.
でもすき焼きだけじゃなくてですね、しゃぶしゃぶも初めて見たら使い方わかんないかもしれませんけど、こんな説明も使ったことありますね。
So shabu shabu is a Japanese-style hot pot dish, where pork or beef, which is sliced very thin, is cooked in the broth. Don't put all the meat and vegetables in the pot at once. Take one slice of meat and stir it in the soup stock rather than boiling it. Maybe foreigners have trouble with okonomiyaki or yakiniku. ラーメンも困らないですけど、やっぱり音出したら向こうで音出せないから美味しく食べられないと思いますね。Slurp the ramen soup while it's piping hot before they get too soggy. Next, number 11. テレビ番組についてね。あの、外国人観光客を日本に聞いて、外国人向けの番組あまりないと言われてますけど、それはしょうがないと思いますね。But I think there are many interesting shows on Japanese TV. Recently, a popular TV show is The Old Takeshi's Castle. Can be seen in America on a couple channels. Next, number 9. 水道水がきれいで飲むことができます。Maybe Japanese people may think this is normal, but I think there are many of us who have traveled abroad to Thailand, Malaysia, India, many different places where sometimes we prefer to drink bottled water. Me too. When I go abroad, I even use bottled water to brush my teeth. So many people are surprised that you can drink the water straight from the tap.Next, number 8. 支払いなどお金に関すること。 This is about paying and the interaction at the register. It's very interesting in Japan. I don't know if it's omotenashi, but the way we receive the money, the way we count the change out, impresses foreigners very much.もしかしてみんなにとって普通になってきましたんですけど、感動的なthe change の渡し方 is very nice, beautiful, and very appreciated by foreigners. Next, number 7. 英語が通じない。Well, everyone is here studying English, so we're working on that now.So let's go to the next one. Number 6. インターネットの環境。Wi-Fi、特に Wi-Fi についてちょっと困ります、外国人観光客。Wi-Fi なんでが欲しいっていうか、旅中の情報を探したり、あと、向こうにいる友達も、にも、写真とか情報、I'm having such a good time. Look at my pictures. Japan is a beautiful place. So there are two reasons foreigners want Wi-Fi. To find out more information about where they are. To find out more information about where they're going or where they want to go. And to connect with their friends at home. これは結構必要と思いますね。みんなのチャンスですから。観光地、観光客のおもてなしで、それ、つながれることができたら、観光客とつながれる。そして、あなたの観光地、あなたのホテル、旅館、お店、お商品の情報を与えられる。But, I think recently, everyone knows this is a big problem.So there are many new Wi-Fi areas. For example, in the newspaper, I saw that the Yamanote line in Tokyo will be offering free Wi-Fi on their trains. And so will many Shinkansen. Once again, wonderful Japanese omotenashi. Next, number 5. 飲食店のメニューが読めません。Well, this would be nice.If foreigners could read menus, then they could order more and enjoy their time more. Usually, if you have a menu, maybe on the internet, you could find easy translations or even just pictures that they can point to. Next, number 4. 目的地まで行き方わかりません。 So my personal story is I wanted to go to Fuji Mountain. Climbing Fuji Mountain is a dream for many foreigners and a highlight of their trip. So Fuji Mountain, I looked in the books and on the internet. I found that there was a Fuji Station. So I thought if I go to Fuji Station in Shizuoka, that would be the closest station to Fuji Mountain. But I was wrong. I arrived at Fuji Station at about 6 o'clock, and I asked the person at the train station, how do I get to Mount Fuji? And he said through hand gestures and a little bit of English, no, 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 I must go to Gotemba Station. So I had to change trains and go a couple stations away. Even Gotemba Station was not that close to Fuji Mountain. I ended up spending 8,000 yen for a taxi to take me from Gotemba to the fifth station of Fuji Mountain. So again, something I think very important to give your foreigners a chance to find you and to find a way to get where they want to go. では、top 3日本に来て困ったこと、驚いたこと、何でしょうか? Number 3 is 看板など読めません。 This is understandable, but also something the Japanese government and Japanese people are working on. Recently, we can see signs with Japanese, English, and sometimes even Korean or Chinese. Number 2. 第2位。言葉が通じないです。Many foreigners, especially Chinese and sometimes Taiwanese foreigners, expect and think that people will understand their language, but sometimes isn't always the case that that'll happen. It's not a complaint, but it causes trouble for some people. But that's okay, because 第一は number one, 一番困ったことは英語が話せる人が少ないです。 So that's the main reason I've taken some time here to start Hoego, this podcast, and the website. Because if more of us could speak English and have confidence in our English, the foreigner experience here in Japan would be much better. And if their experience is much better, they'll tell their friends and family and more people. And more people will be able to come to Japan and experience the beautiful country, the beauty, the sights, the people, the food. Being able to communicate, no matter what your level is a big step for omotenashi. Okay, everyone. Those are the top 15 troubling things, surprising things that foreigners find here in Japan. どうでしたか?日本語あまり使わなかったけど、大丈夫でしたか? I think so. So everyone, being here, listening to this podcast, is the great first step to improving omotenashi in this country. And remember, あなたの英語のレベル、どんなレベルあっても、伝える気持ちがあったら、それは一番なんかおもてなしですね。So 英語頑張って、and おもてなしを世界へ。And see you next time. Thank you for staying with us. そして逆に、hoego.com で外国人観光客日本に来て、外国人観光客について何が困りましたか?何が驚きましたか?そんな話かコメントがあったら、hoego.com に行って、書けるフォーラムもありますから、Please, share.What kind of things foreigners do to cause trouble for you or even surprise you? We'll see you there. Good job, everyone.
もしコメントか質問があったら、hoego.com に行って書いてください。
あそこのいる間ワークシート他のレッスンもありますよ。 Good job! おもてなし英語を頑張ってください。 See you!